So, Professor Footsforts, you're saying that the match that ignited the fuse that set off the Not-So-Great War was struck by Lady Chatterley of the Pinkerton Pranksters?
I'm afraid so, Culpepper.
And it all started when she launched the Hindenburger Conspiracy?
It was a school project. Lady Chatterley had me design a contraption she called the Rublahunger. And it was a device to capture peasant kraut gas to fill the great Hindenburger Zeppelin. Of course, it was all folly, but the press thought it was real, and the krauts, of course, were not amused.
And this is when Professor von Snipe vowed revenge.
Von Snipe knew that Lady Windermere was traveling through North Africa, and he was aware that Sultan Abdullah Ockman Ottoban Munn had a strong desire for Western women.
Surely he wasn't planning to kidnap Lady Windermere.
He meant to add her to his harem.
Gadzooks, man. What a fiendish blackamoor.
And the Sultan had over 100 wives, but none with the fair skin of a Lady Windermere.
But Professor Footsforts, why was von Snipe taking it out on the English when he believed it was the French who were to blame?
It's far more convoluted, Cowpotter. The French were in possession of all North Africa. By having Lady Windermere kidnapped in a French possession, it would embarrass their government.
I can't believe that Blackamoor was so arrogant that he would even consider kidnapping an English woman. And gentry at that.
Von Snipe told the Sultan that Lady Windermere was a spy.
Von Snipe knew she was a spy?
He did not, but if the Sultan thought she was spying for the English, he could do whatever he wanted.
What an unscrupulous cad.
Which one?
Von Snipe. But even more, that blackamoor.
Oh, the kidnapping was recorded on a cylinder.
You are referring to Lady Windermere's brass fantabulous?
Of course. Sit down, Cowpotter. You'll find this quite enlightening. Lady Windermere had received an invitation to dine with the Sultan, never suspecting his underhanded intentions. Here, as you can see, they have finished their dessert, and the Sultan is now sipping from a tiny cup of Turkish coffee.
Tell me, Lady Windermere, what are your impressions of my kingdom?
Well, I must say, Sultan Abdullah Ockman Ottoban Munn, I am impressed by your faux Alhambra.
I see. Now, would you like to see my harem?
Yes, of course, but tell me, Sultan Abdullah Ockman Ottoban Munn, do you believe that
there... No, you need to be so formal. Please, just call me Salty.
Well then, Salty, do you believe that they
will... I will answer your questions later. Now, shall we? Me show you my harem.
By all means.
Would you like to slip into something more harem-friendly?
What do you have in mind?
Something silky.
Ah, I think not.
Well then, perhaps later. This way to the harem.
How many wives do you have, Salty?
Never enough.
I'll fast ahead here. Here we are.
Lady Windermere, welcome to Salty's harem.
Interesting. What your wives do all day, just sulk about waiting for Salty to appear?
They have their duties. There is, of course, a hierarchy. The newest and freshest are served by all the others.
I would have thought it were the opposite, but no matter, I've seen enough.
You can be my queen, my lady.
A sultanate.
I can give you 1,000 servants.
Your proposal is noted. Now, may I leave?
I think you will stay, Lady Windermere.
I think not.
It was then the Sultan made his underhanded move.
Oh, get your hand out of there.
Oh!
Wait, I can't see what's happening.
When the Sultan thrust his hand beneath Lady Windermere's bustle, he caught his thumb in her brass cage and inadvertently tripped the fast forward mechanism.
Oh, such a rare and precious document lost forever.
Well, you did get a glimpse of Lady Windermere thoroughly throttling the Sultan.
By Jove, I never knew she had such spunk.
More tea?
Yes, thank you.
Lady Windermere was an only child. Her father, the Duke, had wanted a son. He decided the least he could do was have a daughter who was bloody well as good as any bloke. And he taught her to shoot, to fence, to master the martial arts. And he insisted she learn a trade.
A lady? Learn a trade?
So she'd never find herself penniless.
And what, trade, pray tell, did she learn?
How to play poker.
Ah. So, Lady Windermere escaped the ravages of the Sultan.
She did. But then she vowed revenge. And that is how the Americans became involved.
Hello?
Is this the Hoochie Coochie Man?
Well, that's who I am. And who is this?
Lady Windermere.
Hey, how you doing, Lady Windermere?
Coochie, I need a favor.
You name it. You my favorite lady.
There is a sultan I'd like you to impersonate.
What kind of sultan?
Sultan Abdullah Orkman Ottoban Mun, the Blackamoor.
Do I get to wear a turban?
Of course.
With a big jewel up on top?
If you wish.
And shoes? With little curved toes?
Tell me your size.
12. And a scimitar?
Certainly.
And a long shimmery robe?
Consider yourself covered.
How many wives I get?
Oh, sorry, Coochie. My budget is such your harem has to stay behind.
Damn.
Can you catch the next Zeppelin and be in London by the weekend?
That's a big hop from down here in New Orleans.
Make it Monday, you'll have a suite at the Regent.
That's cool.
Oh, and Coochie, work on your accent.
Which one?
The Blackamoor.
Lady Windermere scheduled a press conference and presented the Hoochie Coochie Man as Sultan Abdullah Orkman Ottoban Mun. She also stood by as translator.
Yes, next question.
Sultan, tell me. Sultan Abdullah Orkman Ottoban Mun, do you celebrate holy holidays?
In my country, we have the high month of feasting. We call Ramadan a ding-dong.
Don't you mean fasting?
No, man. I mean feasting. Barbecued ribs, black-eyed peas, chitlins.
Sultan Abdullah Akman Ottoban Mun, is it true you have 123 wives?
I do.
Well, do you?
No.
Well, how many wives do you have? How many do you have?
None.
None?
They're girlfriends.
You have 123 girlfriends?
Ramadama ding dong!
Hey, Sultan Abdullah Akman al-Bataman, if there is a war, will you align with the Huns?
I like the Huns. I like their buns too.
May I interject? The Sultan is referring to his favorite harem group, the Honey Buns.
Oh, yeah. My sweet honey bunnies. Ramadama ding dong.
Me over here!
Yeah, me!
Do you have the eunuchs guarding your harem?
Eunuchs? Guarding my girlfriends?
But don't you think castration is cruel and inhuman?
Castration?
They do have a union.
A eunuch union?
Yes, the union of eunuchs.
Is there really a eunuch union?
There is, but it doesn't have any balls.
Oh, man.
Sultan!
You, the one with the big shabooms.
Thank you. Do you believe there will be a war?
There is always going to be war.
Why is there always war?
Because we human beings, we love to kick ass. Rabadama ding dong.
That's all. Thank you. Good day.
I think that went pretty good.
Phew.
I remember that press conference. At the time, they believed it really was Sultan Abdullah Orkman Ottoman Mun.
Needless to say, the real Sultan was furious. He planned to catch the next Zeppelin to London, but Von Snipe convinced him to cool it.
The Sultan listened to Von Snipe?
He did, because by then, Professor Von Snipe had learned the true identity of the French prankster, the one with the nom de plume of Pepe Le Pew.